Good morning.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 17th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to an Irish vodka maker in a legal row with Starbucks, and we'll be looking at how electronic evidence could change the legal system and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites in the company of Paul Kavanagh from Patronus Partners. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe.
Is it still hot in the UK?
No. Well, relatively, no. But it's still temperatures that, five, ten years ago, we would have classified as a very hot day. But we were rather relieved for it this morning.
Indeed.
Over the weekend.
We've got a bit of moisture in this country over the weekend as well. Now, let's start with OpenAI. There was talk of an IPO, then it went away. But now the talk of floating in the stock exchange has come back.
Yes, I mean, probably, confident on the back of SpaceX, which has managed to at least hold on to a small premium to its listing price, has given others confidence of these mega IPOs. When we take ChatGPT owner OpenAI, grey market indicates that this would have a valuation of somewhere between $1.2 and $1.5 trillion.
Wow.
And that has to be tempting. The Financial Times are reporting that there's a lot of movement in the senior executive team under Sam Altman, which is creating quite a bit of upheaval within the business. Natural for a sort of startup business, because we must remember these businesses are still very young, growing incredibly quickly. But it's interesting to note that up to a sort of dozen very key executives have moved on from the business, including a number in the safety side of OpenAI, which is clearly of concern to most of us, and something to be watched very closely. But it does seem to be the way to prepare in this business for an IPO, possibly later this year.
When you were growing up, did you have a rally bike?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a chopper?
I did.
I was envious of you.
Never lost the interest in cycling. It really sort of started from that moment.
Well, rally bikes aren't in good shape, and there might be an Irish angle to a rescue plan.
Yes, that's correct. Rally bikes was bought out and joined a sort of whole collection of biking brands under the Dutch group Accel, which ultimately was bought out by KKR. Sounds like a lot of buying out, and it has. Ultimately, the biking industry went to the private equity industry, and it's got itself into financial difficulties as a group. And was placed into administration, and various parts of the Accel group were placed into administration during that time, including the Rally Bikes brand. And of course, this is not just creating potential interest. And as you pointed out, the one private equity group from Ireland is looking very closely and looking to raise money to take this business out, but potentially getting local authorities involved, particularly in the Nottinghamshire area, where this brand obviously was a very dominant name in the 1970s, employed nearly sort of 15,000 people during that time when you and I were both acquiring these bikes as our first bikes.
Indeed, it's the rise of e-bikes that has actually come over from the Far East that has caused a damage to brands such as Rally. Now, from bikes to cars, the Iran war is definitely causing chaos for major car makers when it comes to supply chains, but also oil.
Yes, that's correct. The highly refined products that come out of the oil industry include the oil that goes into the motor car to protect it critically from any faults. And some of the car companies are citing that not enough product is making its way through to the market, causing not just very steep price increases, but some concerns over whether or not there will be some supply shocks. And we all know that, of course, if the car can't have oil, then critically it can't work. So some of the big car companies are sourcing alternatives at the moment, because they do think even if the Straits of Hormuz were to reopen today, it would still be October, November time before some of these products could make its way back into the market. So without wanting to create a sort of, rush on motor oil, it is something where I think consumers should be sort of aware of not just price rises, but supply issues coming later this year, if that situation doesn't resolve itself quickly.
And finally, there's a fair few big retailers, especially in the US, reporting their first half annual results this week.
Yes, that's right. The Walmarts the Home Depots of this world are all reporting this week. And the relevance of this, as to why we talk about it this morning, is that the last US retail sales number, the economic look at consumer confidence, missed its estimate by a country mile. It was a very poor number that came out last week, and so therefore what the market will be looking for is what are the companies telling us reporting the data, because there's no question that the rising cost of living that not just affects us here but also in the US now is starting to hurt, is beginning to impact on some of the retail consumer confidence. So they'll be looking at those numbers this week and asking the company directors, you know, what their guidance is for the coming months.
Yeah, especially with inflation remaining stubbornly high on both sides of the Atlantic. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. That's Paul Kavanagh there from Patronas Partners.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.